This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free, and you may take control of the airwaves here. It's easy to do. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, where you can hop in there, and then we'll join you, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. There's a lot to talk about, of course, here tonight with some really rich guy. You might have heard of him. His name is Richard Branson. He's really rich, and he says that everybody should get free money from, well, not him, I suspect, from the government. And we'll tell you about that opinion of his here in moments. Also, with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Daryl, back from the Libertarian Party. Well, I mean, you were back for a couple days, but the first day we've been on the show together.
Right. I got back late Wednesday.
Back from a lengthy Libertarian Party convention. Now, these are every two years?
Every 2 years, and I actually had to get there a day beforehand because, well, I wound up actually missing the platform committee meeting that happened on Saturday because normally the platform committee meeting is early afternoon. I made plans for the morning. They wound up scheduling the platform committee meeting for 9 o'clock in the morning, directly conflicting with the plans that I had already made.
Oh, no.
I knew that nothing of any significance was going to happen, so I just made sure that the alternate from New Hampshire wound up going to the meeting, and he confirmed nothing significant wound up happening. So I ran a four-mile road race in Bay St. Louis.
Well, there were some things that did happen, though, at the convention.
During the convention. Right. So I was just explaining why I was there a little longer than I really, you know, otherwise would have been if I were only going for the convention.
So a couple of the things that we heard about, or one of the things we talked about on the air, was the Libertarian Party has apparently become the first party worth talking about. Maybe there's some really, really small political party that already has, but like the Greens, the Republicans, the Democrats, they don't have this. The Libertarian
Party. The Constitution Party definitely doesn't have it.
The Libertarian Party now has a sex worker plank, correct?
Yes.
They have something in their party platform that specifically says, hey, you know, sex work should be a right for an individual to engage in this thing. I mean, I'm not reading the exact wording, but if an individual wants to engage in sex work, it's a consensual thing. We, the Libertarian Party, support that, basically.
I mean, has this been argued, though, by libertarians?
I don't know what the argument would be besides just some prudish libertarians who don't want to be associated with.
It sounds like stuff that I've heard the libertarians speak up at, you know, in the New Hampshire State House even already. So it's interesting. What does it mean to be part of the platform?
Well, so the way I would answer that, and I'm not a member of the National Libertarian Party, I'm only a member of the New Hampshire one.
Right.
The way I would answer that is the Libertarian Pledge or the Libertarian Non-Aggression Principle, which says I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, well, that already encapsulates the idea of you should be able to do sex work. The platform just has a bunch of issues and more words on those issues to explain for people who are looking for that.
Part of the preamble of the platform says these specific policies are not our goals. Our goal is nothing more or less than a world set free in our lifetime, and it is to this end that we take these stands. So the platform is, here's our position, the official position of the party on issue X, issue Y,
so
issue
some people
Z.
It's want not that. Saying that we support sex work. It's simply saying we don't believe in the use of violence against sex workers.
I don't know the exact wording.
I've got the article from Reason. I don't have.
We
the
read
one,
that
they,
earlier.
Right. They quote part of the plank that says, we assert the right of consenting adults to provide sexual services to clients for compensation and the right of clients to purchase sexual services from consenting sex workers. Yeah, so it's saying we recognize that they have a legal right.
Right.
They should have a legal right to do this.
That's not saying I support sex workers. That says I support the rights thereof.
Correct. Right. You're right. That's not the same. But some people will still see that and they'll gasp and they'll be offended.
And one thing that this article from Reason I don't think points out, and it's been a couple of days since I've read the entire thing, it doesn't point out that the plank that was adopted was actually the second minority report. So there was the committee report that came out of the platform committee saying, here's some language we want to add.
Mm-hmm.
And that language was watered down from what was originally introduced to the committee.
I see.
And then I authored, or actually I didn't author, I submitted a minority report that was the original language that was provided to me by members of the Sex Worker Outreach Project, which commonly referred to as SWOP, S-W-O-P.
Weren't they at the New Hampshire Convention? I felt like there was a table for that. Maybe it was a different table.
No, anyway. That was something else.
Go ahead.
But then I wound up less than a day after the deadline for getting things added into the official convention book, I got other language that was given to me by these same activists, but this language was written by sex workers.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to spend some money out of my own pocket. I raised some money as well.
Yeah.
I had pledged I'll pay up to half of the printing cost, thinking, Kinko's, that's what, like 10 cents a copy? It wound up being 22 cents a copy.
Oh, wow.
I needed 850 copies.
Yeah.
So $162, ooh. I wound up raising 80.
And you have to get it printed to get it proposed or something, or what?
The secretary needs a copy. So the bylaw says you only need one copy, but I wanted delegates to have the language in front of them when we discuss this. So printed up copies, distributed these during lunch the day before we actually got to this. So everybody had the chance to read this language. When it got to this part of the platform committee report, the chair of the platform committee got up and introduced the plank, and then the first minority report was read, the second minority report was read, and then I spoke to it, and the majority report was overwhelmingly rejected. The second minority report was overwhelmingly accepted to be what came before the committee or before the convention. And then it was adopted overwhelmingly.
So your proposal got adopted.
Yes.
You're saying, which was written by the sex workers.
Yes.
Congratulations. Okay. Awesome.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of effort to put into changing the political platform, but you know what? You care about it, and it's important to you, and it sounds like things went pretty well. Not only that, but also a provision to endorse the idea of Donald Trump pardoning Ross Ulbricht, who is the founder of the Silk Road.
This has also been proposed as far as the platform?
Passed. No, I don't think it was a platform proposal.
This was a resolution.
A resolution, okay.
Resolved.
This is just the Libertarian Party says.
The Libertarian Party requests that President Donald Trump issue a full pardon for Ross Ulbricht.
Okay.
Which, of course, Donald Trump won't give a flip about.
Of course.
But there does seem to be some sort of a push for this. I've seen it on, like, Twitter. I think, you know, Ross Ulbricht Free Ross campaign or whatever is working on this. However you work on getting a president to pardon somebody.
Right.
And trying that. You know, that's all they have left.
With his appeal to the Supreme Court recently being denied,
correct,
the only hope that he has of walking out of prison a free man is a pardon.
Correct.
That's a shame.
And then something else that I've not seen any reports on was language being stripped from the immigration plank that basically advocated some restrictions on who can come to the country.
Ah, okay.
So that was really, really good. That was one of the things that I definitely wanted to happen in the platform committee. And the person that wrote that language that was adopted 10 years ago spoke in favor of stripping the language.
That's great news. So that person maybe had a change of heart over time on the issue?
No, they realized that the language was being used in a completely opposite manner of what they intended.
Well, you read it to me last night or two nights ago, and it seemed pretty clear to me that it was not pro-freedom language at all. And I was amazed that it was ever adopted. But hey, the Libertarian Party isn't the party of principle like it should be. Glad to hear that there's a few things that happen that are good news from that convention. Coming up, you've actually got a story about sex workers, Daryl.
Yes.
And we'll get into that on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you want.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018. Already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to get into more about sex workers. They're going to have themselves, apparently, some sort of a gathering where they're going to discuss principles and Daryl's ghost story about that. We'll share that with you. Also, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom's a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. And we've had him here on Free Talk Live a number of times over the years. Since September of 2013, he's been putting out his Tom Woods Show every single weekday. Nearly 1,200 episodes so far. And very few people in the Liberty Movement are that committed to doing an audio program that are outside of this room right now. And Tom Woods is one of them.
He's doing a fairly lengthy show.
How long is his show now?
Probably half hour, an hour.
Okay. All right. That's pretty good.
I'm putting out 5 minutes of content daily. He's doing a lot more content daily.
Since September, he's been doing it, so he's got nearly 1,200 episodes, September 2013, nearly 1,200 episodes so far, including Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman as his guests, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find the Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, we were getting a bit of a recap of the Libertarian Convention, which, from what I understand, Daryl, it has had a record attendance. Not just for, was it just for an off-year convention or record?
For the off-year. Okay. So for the midterm year, it was the largest non-presidential convention, and it was actually larger than some of the presidential conventions of the last two decades.
In the party's history.
Yes.
What's the size of these conventions? Because I've never actually been to one.
I believe at one point we had right at 900 delegates in the room.
Pretty good for a
libertarian. And then there were some alternates, and then there were just some people that were there to observe. So a couple of people that live in this area, they went down. They were not delegates. They just went down to observe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave. He's in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey. I have an update on, I guess, really the first news about a controversy that's going on in Belmont, New Hampshire.
Okay. I don't know where that is, but somewhere else, somewhere not this region. What about it?
One of the things that drew me to New Hampshire when I first moved there in 2004 was this claim, you know, that the place is, it's full of wing nuts, you know, there are always these crazy people making crazy claims and standing up to the government. I'm so scared, I don't want to go there. But for me, I like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people like Ed Brown and Elaine, his wife. But
Ed and Elaine Brown were the elderly couple who was put behind bars by the federal government back over a decade ago now, I think at this point, for refusing to pay federal income taxes. And they were holed up in their house for like 6 months in basically a long-running standoff with the federal government. It was a really interesting case and ended, of course, tragically with, like I said, these nice, peaceful people being put behind bars probably for the rest of their lives for this. But that's not who you're referring to. Who else?
There's a guy named Joseph Griffiths, and I don't want to claim that he's the same as the Browns. He's not, precisely. But he is making a claim that I guess the town wanted him to make changes to his property and wanted to stop him from making other changes to his property. And he is making a claim that he does not fall under the jurisdiction of the federal government.
Oh, boy.
But his claim's different. He said it's because he belongs to a native tribe.
Oh,
that's an interesting claim.
All right.
And what's this guy's name again?
Joseph Griffiths. This, according to the Laconia Daily Sun.
All right.
And so he belongs apparently to the Atara tribe, which I'm not familiar with, and they are, quote, not among the tribes enumerated in the list of Native American tribes legally recognized by the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs, unquote.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, I guess he's been to court at least twice, and he asked the judge during his April 3rd hearing to vacate, I guess, the ruling that he was supposed to do certain things on his property.
And it says here he had 45 days to remove commercial equipment, scrap material, metal and lumber construction from his property.
Right, and he asked the judge to grant him a new trial before a jury, and the judge has denied him his petition in its entirety, according mm-hmm. to the papers.
That Laconia Sun article that you're referencing says that he had a trial on June 20th, and I'm not seeing any kind of updates on that.
Okay, so they were predicting that he would have one on the 20th, but there's been no reports from the 20th?
Right, because this article is dated May 31st.
Okay, yeah, if that's the most recent stuff we've got, then it would be nice to have something more recent, I guess. But, yeah, that's about all I have really interesting. I guess the complaint claims Griffith has constructed an addition to his house, God forbid, a shed and other ancillary structures without getting the necessary building permit.
Good for him. You know, this is one of the reasons why I wish we had more people up here who are willing to report on stories like this. I mean, I feel like maybe I saw the headline at some point, but it wasn't in this area. So there's, you know, I tend to stick to the western kind of southwestern corner of New Hampshire. I will travel if I've, you know, been given the reason to go somewhere.
Right.
And watching a trial like this would be very, very, interesting. Unfortunately, it's probably already over at this point. According to the story here, Dave, that is in the Laconia Sun, apparently the town filed a motion in May to have him found in contempt for not complying with the judge's February order. Griffiths objected, arguing the town is, quote, insisting that I submit to a certain class of men. He further stated that he has recently made changes to the property and goes on to allege the town has shown contempt toward me and my family. On Wednesday, he reiterated he was working to clean up the property but was defiant about the move to find him in contempt. He says, quote, they can put me in jail. Maybe 99% of the people think it's all right to be told what to do, but I'm a member of the other 1%. Noting his ancestors had lived in present-day Canterbury prior to the Revolutionary War. The town administrator said the town has two other active cases against property owners who are violating their zoning ordinance, blah, blah, blah. So the guy's a hero. I mean, kudos to him. I hope that he doesn't take the ending action that a man who was being targeted by a local town out here did and kill himself. That's what happened in Winchester, New Hampshire, where a man was being told to clean up his property. He fought them for years in court, and I don't think he used any of the sovereign arguments that this guy is using, but the guy out here, Gary Chase, ended up hanging himself as a result of being persecuted, and he also had some severe
and having problems. All of his stuff stolen and told that he can't go to his house.
Yeah, they did take his property, of course, from him, and now it's owned by the town of Winchester. Hey, thanks, Dave, for the call. If you hear any updates on this case, definitely let us know. I appreciate it. And we definitely need more people to, you know, back folks like this up. We need more activists across the board, across all of New Hampshire, people who care about liberty. Whether or not you agree with the, you know, sovereign citizen kind of arguments, and I don't want to necessarily put that label on this because he seems to be arguing he's part of an Indian tribe, which is a different approach. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence delivered remarks at ICE headquarters. Let's take a listen to a portion of those comments.
You do all this because you love your country. You do all this because you're called to serve. President Trump and I and the American people understand that behind these statistics and this work, you also, you do so oftentimes without regard to your personal safety.
The government's June jobs report is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The hiring numbers, well, the Labor Department says around 213,000 new jobs were created last month, while economists were expecting a gain of about 200,000. The unemployment rate, though, unexpectedly rose a bit, from 3.8% in May to 4% even last month. Average hourly earnings rose by 0.2% after growing by 0.3% in May.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare. Call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Coming up a little bit more about Ross Ulbricht, who is behind bars for 2 life sentences plus 40 years, if I recall correctly, and all of that for the dastardly crime, supposed crime, of programming a website. Did you know that's a crime in America now? Well, it is. If you program a website the government doesn't like the Silk Road, which is the world's first underground drug marketplace on Tor, the sort of the internet anonymization protocol. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome on whatever you want to discuss. And I also want to make sure that you know about liberty.menu, because if you are a libertarian or a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. What do you do on liberty.menu? Well, it's like a libertarian business directory. So if you have some kind of business that you do, or more than one of them, you can put them up on liberty.menu, and it's free to do that, which means other libertarians who are looking to do business with people who care about freedom will find you if they are also using liberty.menu. And honestly, there's no better site like this. There have been a few attempts in the past, and none of them have risen to the level of liberty.menu. Really happy to be promoting it here on Free Talk Live. Like I said, it's free to use. You can do some upgrades if you want to your listing, and you can pay for that, but it's free at its base level, which is awesome, and it's super easy to use as well. It looks nice. Plus, if you are an events coordinator or a digital content creator, there are also listings available for you too. So business owners, creators, If you're a libertarian, you qualify. Liberty.menu. Head on over there. You can use code FTL on your user profile and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Once again, that's Liberty.menu. As we continue here, Daryl, you wanted me to play some audio that I guess you've been clipping out portions of the Libertarian Party's convention because most of it's a bunch of, you know, libertarians arguing over party platform stuff and not particularly interesting. But you've got a 2-minute clip here from the discussion and ultimate adoption of the Silk Road / Ross Ulbricht resolution where the party ultimately decided to say, hey, Donald Trump, you need to pardon this guy.
Yes.
Because, well, I don't know what their reasons are, but I would presume they are because Ross Ulbricht never hurt anybody. He doesn't belong in prison for a life sentence.
Even based on their own sentencing guidelines, he should only be in prison for 30 years.
Really?
Yes. But because the judge
wanted to send a message.
She wanted to send a message, and she included all of these baseless claims in her rationale for why he deserved to go away for 2 life sentences plus 40 years, claims that have never officially been filed against him with official charges.
Hired a murderer. The claim that he hired a hitman.
Right.
Which has never been proven or even alleged.
Never been. Well,
in court.
Right. It's never officially been filed in court because they know they can't convict because there's not evidence that it actually happened. It's just a claim that some government agent made up, much like the claim that I've heard that judge rapes baby penguins. It's just something that I heard. I have no evidence about it,
right,
but I've heard it.
Exactly. So let's here's the audio here from the Libertarian Party. This coming from your YouTube channel, fpp.cc on YouTube. As we can play this for you.
Microphone 2. Daryl Perry, New Hampshire. Motion to suspend the rules for 30 seconds for consideration of a resolution that was delivered to the secretary earlier today to request that President Trump give a full pardon to Ross Ulbricht. Is there any objection? Then the rules will be suspended for us to consider that resolution for 30 seconds.
I would like to speak to the motion.
Go right ahead.
Ross Ulbricht's appeal to the Supreme Court was denied last week. His only hope of ever walking out of prison a free man is via pardon. We need to send a clear message now and in 2 years and in 2 more years. We need to keep sending this message that we have a political prisoner who is serving 2 life sentences plus 40 years for the crime of running a website, being a libertarian, and being unapologetic about doing those 2 things. And I call the question.
Hearing no need for further debate on the resolution, we will move to a vote. All in favor of the resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The resolution
passes.
You can
hear a pin drop.
Wow.
The resolution passes unanimously. And if for some reason President Trump does not choose to accede to our resolution that we passed today, then I think we just need to elect a libertarian president in 2020 to get this done.
There you go. From the Libertarian Party National Convention, happened in New Orleans last week.
Yes. And that resolution actually adopted on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so week, July 3rd, towards the very end of the day.
You sounded a little tired.
Tired, hoarse. I had not yet consumed alcohol that day.
It's a good plan.
Yet. As soon as everything was done, I went and had a beer.
Well, that's the libertarian thing to do. There's plenty of libertarian drinkers out there, that's for sure. So any other, you know, anything else you feel like highlighting from the convention, or was it mostly like libertarians arguing over minutia?
Yeah, there was definitely libertarians arguing over minutia, but a lot of things wound up going a lot smoother
than you had thought.
Than I thought.
Is that because on the presidential years, there's like this influx of invaders, basically, these people that are brought in by, like, the Gary Johnsons and the Bill Welds.
Most of them don't show up to discuss bylaws and platform anyway. They show up
to vote on the president.
To vote on president, and then they leave.
Right.
But, no, things went smoother. It was interesting, the vice chair election wound up having almost twice as many candidates as everybody thought. Wound up having 9 instead of 5.
That's a lot of people.
So we had to go through 3 ballots on that. Mm. The at-large that normally attracts 15 to 20 candidates for 5 seats, we had, I heard the number somewhere between 35 to 47 candidates.
Wow. That's a lot
for that.
Of people.
And
so people are interested in the Libertarian Party.
There was a lot of discussion about exactly what rules we were going to use because people wanted to make it simpler so we didn't have to go to a second or third ballot on that. And we wound up debating rules for about an hour before ultimately adopting
some
rules.
That sounds like a Libertarian convention
to
me. Debating rules for an hour. Do not ever bring somebody who's new to Libertarian Party stuff to a convention. Don't ever do it.
Right.
It will be like the worst impression you could possibly make on somebody. Just saying.
Right.
It's for party hardcores like Daryl W. Perry, and
yes.
That's it.
Now, one thing that is interesting, and you mentioned Tom Woods earlier,
He's
now an official member of the party.
No, I didn't know that he wasn't previously. Did he join recently?
He joined during the convention.
Oh, he was there.
No, he spoke at an event that happened the day before the convention started. I don't know if he, you know, had any kind of breakout sort of anything during the convention.
Gotcha.
But there was a post on Twitter where he posted something, and Nick Sarwark, who's the chair, posted a response about, well, we'd love to have you join the party. And he says, nobody's ever actually asked me this before.
Wow.
I just joined.
How about that?
Which I find it hard to believe that nobody's ever asked him to join the party before.
Apparently that's true. I mean, why else would he say that was true? I wouldn't doubt him on that. The toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. Well, apparently sex workers are going to be convening.
Woohoo!
Where was it? Vegas?
L.A.
Or? L.A., okay. So they're going to be convening in a place where it's illegal for them to be sex workers and deciding on some sort of statement of principles. So I'm interested to hear what that's going to be about, and Daryl will share that on the way. You can share your thoughts on whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, Richard Branson says the government ought to give out a bunch of free money to people.
I'll take it.
He's rich, and he knows things about money.
Especially if it's his money.
So we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you had a story you wanted to share, I think it was from Reason, about...
It is from Reason, yes.
Sex workers. This is sort of after the Libertarian Party has recently decided to add a sex work plank to their party platform, supporting the right of people to sell sexual services and buy sexual services consensually, which is great, and that's what they, you know, should do, and good for them. And surprisingly, the Green Party did not do this. The Green Party, which has always been, you know, one of the progressive lefty parties,
right,
is actually fairly conservative on this particular issue. So the Libertarians are actually the most progressive in the area of taking a public stance in favor of sex work, or in favor of the right to do sex work, as you pointed out, Chris.
Correct.
Yeah.
So... anyway, where's the story? What's going on? L.A.?
Again, from Reason headline, sex workers meet in Los Angeles to draft statement of principles. And when I first read this, I thought it was about an upcoming meeting.
They have
apparently
met.
They have met.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not too recently. In late June, members and supporters of Desiree Alliance, a sex worker advocacy organization, gathered in Los Angeles. Actually, the L.A. offices of the ACLU to begin organizing for the legalization, that's the Reason wording, not the wording that would be used by the sex workers, for the legalization of sex work. The event featured nearly a dozen sex workers, including adult actress and L.A.-based sex work activist Susie Q., who actually wound up coming to New Hampshire to testify in favor of some legislation here.
No,
legislation that wound up not passing, but she did come out to testify.
I must have missed that one. I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't recall if you were there or... No, you were there. On the bill that would have created a commission to study sex work.
Huh.
And there were a bunch of prudes that showed up saying, like, we shouldn't be studying this.
I think the three of us were
there. Da because reasons. And some of these people on the commission and, no, the people that the prudes were arguing about weren't actually on the commission. They were just groups that the commission was saying, we would like input from these people.
Daryl, were you in that room when that was going on?
I was in that room for part of it. I spoke in favor, and then I had to jump out to go to some other hearing. So I was in and out of that room.
I was just wondering if maybe Ian wasn't in that room.
I don't know, man. Anyway,
I thought he was.
I thought he was, too. But
nonetheless, the article says, attendees at the meeting drafted a manifesto called the National Sex Worker Anti-Criminalization Principles, which author and escort Maggie O'Neill described as a document designed to provide a working template for a national platform for sex worker rights. In the one-page manifesto, they offered recommendations for both sex workers and those not in the profession. Recommendations include respecting the enterprise and experience of sex workers and allowing sex workers to maintain their own health.
But wait, Daryl, I thought all sex workers were sex slaves, and all of them were enslaved to pimps and gangsters who they're just trying to use their bodies to make money and abuse them, and they're slaves.
No, that's what people want people to believe, but that is not at all true at all. And one thing that is interesting,
it's so insulting,
especially with the recent passage of SESTA and FOSTA, which were the two bills that got merged into one.
Which would make it illegal to basically have a personal ad up on Craigslist, which is why Craigslist took down their entire personals site.
Right. But a lot of the words that might be used in one of those ads,
the code words,
some of the code words would also be words that people that were being trafficked might use to try to seek help, or people that were trying to reach out to those being trafficked would use to try to, find the actual victims.
Right.
And so it makes helping the actual victims of trafficking, it makes
more
that
difficult.
More difficult.
Right. And it was interesting when we talked about, obviously this is an aside, but the SESTA FOSTA thing, when we talked about it, the Department of Justice was testifying against it. They were using that
Correct.
Point. The Department of Justice was saying, no, don't pass this.
This is going to make our work more difficult.
The work of actually finding the victims of sex trafficking, because if you can't post any personals at all anymore, then you can't, if an investigator is looking through the personals on Craigslist, when they could do that, they can't now, but they might see a picture with like a tattoo and be like, oh, that's a person who is missing. That's a person who was, kidnapped, and now we know that that person's working in this area, and we can put a response into the ad and set up a sting.
They might also be able to notice some of the background of, wait a second,
where? Yeah.
Those curtains appear to be the curtains of this specific hotel.
Right.
Or that, the other thing, and then, tie things together.
But now, because nobody's posting personals anymore, and these sites have completely taken down, they wiped out the personal section on Craigslist. There may be like one of, maybe they're still on there somewhere, like deep in some category somewhere, but I imagine they're going to try to wipe that stuff out when they come across it. So now they can't. I mean, it was amazing to see the Department of Justice saying, don't make them more things criminal, right? Because normally they want more criminal things so they can prosecute more people and make themselves look better.
Right.
But in this case, they actually seem to understand that this would be a bad thing.
You know what it is? I think it's they've already got so many laws on the books that they just don't need more, right? Like
they can always hire more bureaucrats.
Well, sure, but
No. So
it gets to a point where
the SESTA FOSTA thing wound up saying if five or more people post on a particular website something that is construed as prostitution, the operator of the website is guilty of sex trafficking, which means that the website would then be seized, taken down, which makes it harder for the Department of Justice to actually be able to find victims of sex trafficking because they can't look at ads online anymore.
So website operators are erring on the side of caution.
Right.
And they're just saying, welp, we don't have the time or resources to go through every single advertisement being posted on this site, so we're just going to go ahead and shut it down completely rather than risk going to prison if five potential prostitution ads slip through. Because as you were saying, Daryl, there's all these code words that the prostitutes will use. So they're going to put a personal ad up, but it's got certain words in it that indicate to people who are looking for prostitution.
I like roses.
Yeah, that this is
100 kisses.
This is to me is a free speech issue, and I don't understand how they can, how is it that we're supposed to have this constitutional right to speak, right?
Keyword there, supposed to have.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
this is right along with what happened with Ross Ulbricht, right? Because they punished Ross for creating a website where people spoke, right? Where people spoke that they wanted to buy or sell things that might have been illegal in the case of the Silk Road.
Yeah.
And they punished him for that. In the same way that they're punishing the people who are now running these personals websites.
They shut down Backpage. Those
exactly.
guys are all
prosecuted. That was before it even passed.
Correct.
It was after it passed, but the week before it got signed into law.
Right.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I mean...
they passed this as retroactive. The Cestafossa thing is supposed to be able, which is completely unconstitutional.
If you have ever done this thing ever, right, it might not be, but a court hasn't declared that yet.
Yeah. They haven't made a decision on an individual case, but they have decided, it's
ex post facto. Like it says in the Constitution, you can't do ex post facto, but again,
they
can do whatever in the blue hell they want.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to do exactly what they
until
want.
Until they get challenged on it.
Until they get challenged. And even after, they're going to still do what they want, and they're going to, each time, they take it
you
to court.
You challenge on them every time, right.
That's exactly how it works. You have to challenge them on it right. every time, because otherwise they're going to not follow the law.
Yep.
And we know they do it regularly. If you don't challenge something, well, they get away with it.
Right. And it's just
But even
scary...
if you do challenge it, but you don't... You know, challenge it in the correct manner.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Then they just say, "Well, your challenge is void." Oh, yeah. You mentioned the Constitution during the trial, but because you didn't file this motion to say that you were going to mention this, then therefore it's a fleeting use, and therefore you didn't really say it.
And the Cestafossa thing did pass. In fact, it passed shortly after we had discussed it, because when we were talking about it, it was on Trump's desk for a signature, and he did indeed sign that. I found that out later on after having a discussion with a lady that...
I was just trying to say, before it came into law. Before it became into the force, right?
So, right, they were prosecuting Backpage before that.
Right.
That's true. So, the scary, you know... thing here is the chill on the free speech, the chill on whatever semblance of free speech we had left here, by saying that anybody who's running a website that has these five alleged prostitution articles posted to it, technically that could apply to anybody running a forum, anybody where, you know, there's no, like, real moderation as far as, hey, we've got a place where you can go put comments on.
Right, and Reddit has already removed certain subreddits because of this.
I bet they have, and that's scary. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More about the sex workers' meetup coming up here and what they decided. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.